This is Dave Chen, and we just saw I'm here with Evan from StarPulse.com. We just saw Unknown, the newest film by Jaume Collet-Serra, starring Liam Neeson. Can't talk about the film yet because we're under embargo, but I can talk about what happened when I went to the theater today. I get to the theater, and a bunch of like the good seats are taken, except for this one really good seat. And Evan, from StarPulse, you were sitting next to this really good seat, were you not?
I was.
And what was occupying the really good seat?
The only thing there was a jacket and a bag. That's all.
And a bag was occupying the seat. So, of course, I walk over, I see you there. I'm like, hey, is that seat next to you taken? And what happened?
I kindly asked the gentleman next to me if the seat was taken, and he explained that the seat was for his bag and for his coat, and that he didn't want to move it, basically.
Mind you, this is one of the best, like, this is in the center of the entire, you know, theater.
It was a really good seat.
And, well, usually I just let that pass, but I was feeling in a particularly negative mood tonight. So I said, what did he say? I said, well, I'm going to go and sit there then. I think I said something along those lines. And he said, what did he say?
First he asked you who you wrote for.
Yeah.
And actually knows you. So that was kind of strange. But then he called you a bad name.
What happened was I said, I'm going to go sit there. And he's like, well, do you want to hold my coat for the entire screening? And I was like, I wouldn't mind that. And then he I sort of called his bluff, right? And then he's finally like, all right, fine, asshole. And then he just like takes his seat in a big huff.
Yeah, he kind of threw a little bit of a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
He took the piece of paper that was on the seat and threw it in my direction.
The piece of paper which says reserved for press. And he demanded to know which outlet I wrote for. And I said /film.com. And the guy sitting to my left, he said, wow, you're /film? Like he recognized my name. And then, so then I walk over, finally, take my seat next to you. And he's like, you're an asshole. Just straight to my face, right before the movie's about to begin. And we're not going to say who this is, but
disgruntled critic.
He's a disgruntled critic. He's at least twice my age. And he's a member of the Boston Society of Film Critics. Put it that way. So, the pre-movie experience was not good, but the movie experience was, because I had one of the best seats in the house. Thanks for saving me for me, Evan.
No problem.
And where can people find your work?
StarPulse.com.
Okay, I actually thought I was done, but I actually have more to say now that we're off the train.
Nice.
That critic, all joy of watching movies has completely departed from his life. He is why I don't want to do this for a living. Because if you've been doing this for like 10, 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, this guy, who again shall remain nameless, goes to these screenings, apparently has almost no fun at them.
Yeah.
And I've seen him complain like multiple times before about like, his whole purpose of going to these screenings is just go in and get out. You know what I mean? There's no enjoyment. There's no like camaraderie between the other people. It's just, and if anything disrupts that experience, he gets really pissed and then whines about it.
He seems very good at complaining. I can see why he started to become a film critic.
All right. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to vent, and since no one knows who the hell I'm talking about, it doesn't matter.